The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Before we outrage people by telling them that Ireland is now the second most expensive EU country for goods and services, with prices 42% higher than average, let's get to some good news. Tell us about a cut to interest mortgage rates.
Another cut, Matt, from AIB. We welcome any cut, obviously. We're seeing a little bit of competition there. AIB and the AIB group, including EBS and Haven, already cut their green mortgage rates. They've now cut a key four-year fixed rate. So depending on your loan-to-value, it's gone down by quarter of a percentage
point. Sorry, this is for new customers, presumably.
No, it's existing and new.
Oh, really?
Now, they call it high value mortgage, so it's over €250,000. If you're buying a house, you won't get much for €250,000, so you know it's a funny old name, high value. But if you're an existing customer and still owe €250,000, or if you're switching to AIB and the mortgage is more than €250,000, you'll qualify for this. Now, it's good to see this because we've now seen PTSB cut rates a few times lately. We've seen Avant Money cut their rates. Even Finance Ireland and ICS Mortgages, which have very high rates, they've started cutting them. And it's, you know, we thought we were done here because that we thought the banks moved in and started cutting rates ahead of an expected European Central Bank rate and that they'd hold off. And you know, the European Central Bank rate cut was a couple of weeks ago, but here we're seeing more cuts. And the expectation is we'll get tit for tat. We'll get others now trying to realign their rates. Very competitive market. They're all trying to get those switchers and new buyers. So this is just good to see. It could save somebody, you know, this quarter percent cut. It's somebody on, say, €300,000 mortgage could save them about €500 a year.
So it's just a significant sum of money. Okay, something else, though. Is our mortgage tax relief system too complicated? Indeed, is our personal income tax system too complicated when it comes to reliefs, given that only 1 in 10 eligible homeowners have claimed the refund that is available under the mortgage tax relief scheme?
I think you're right, Matt. I think it probably is too complicated. You have to go through revenue and you need a few documents, and a lot of people are just not bothered to do this. In the last budget, the outgoing Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, brought in this one-year temporary mortgage interest relief. Now, it only applies to people who saw a big increase in their mortgage rate. So if you have a nice, juicy fixed rate that you locked into for 4 or 5 years, it doesn't apply. But if you're on a tracker, a variable, or if you're stuck with one of those, your mortgage has been owned by a vulture fund, You could qualify for this. About 208,000 people are expected to qualify for it. Just 1 in 10 of them have applied for it. It may be the fear of dealing with revenue, maybe just inertia, Matt.
Or maybe they just don't know they're entitled to it.
And that is the key reason. I think most people don't know about this. That was certainly the feedback I was getting. It's up to revenue to get out there and promote this. This is really bad that revenue are not out there telling people about this, explaining how it's done, doing improved promotions. If they were looking for money, they'd be telling us about it quick enough. But this is tax relief. This is a refund you could be getting. The average is about €940 when people apply for it. It isn't that complicated to apply for it, but they need to get out there and get the message out. Come on, revenue, pull your socks up and get onto this one and start telling people that they're entitled to this money. It's their money.
Because they need it when you consider, as I said at the outset, how expensive this country is. Can you explain why our prices are so much higher than the EU average?
Audio paddy premium. Aren't we suckers, Matt? 42% higher here in this country than the average for the European Union. We're up there with Denmark. There's nothing in it. They're 43%. So, look, we're essentially one of the most expensive countries in the European Union.
Is that because we're a peripheral island off the coast of continental Europe?
That's the old classic textbook answer. That's the one you'll get in economics if you study economics at Leaving Cert or whatever. But there's lots of reasons, Matt. We're heavily taxed. You know, our alcohol and tobacco are the most expensive in the European Union, double what you pay anywhere else. That's down to excise duties, VAT, etc. Our VAT rate, 23%, very, very high. It's also low levels of competition. You get predatory pricing and that kind of thing. We often have a couple of companies competing in the same space, but they don't really, really compete, Matt. And then we have very, very weak regulation. We don't have anybody shouting for the consumer in this country. We have some of the most incurious and inactive regulators you could imagine. They don't seem to look out for the consumer. I asked the energy regulator recently, you know, given that we've gone through 2 years of one of the worst energy crisis in a generation. You have to go back to the 70s since it was as bad as this. I asked the energy regulator, the CRU, have you guys sought more powers, more legislative changes from your governing department to kind of help consumers or do anything for consumers? They hadn't even asked for it. So you got to wonder why we've nobody advocating for the consumer. We have a consumers association, which the government won't fund. And we just get to...
Okay, but I wonder how much of this is down to the state. And the reason I say that is, for example, alcohol and tobacco prices are the most expensive in Europe. Double the average for the rest of Europe. Now, why might that be?
Taxes, Matt. Taxes. We tax the big jazzes out of alcohol and tobacco in this country. You know, tobacco is seen as a health risk, so it's to try and discourage people. Alcohol and excise duties, VAT, minimum unit pricing, all of that. And that's why we have the most expensive alcohol and tobacco, double the average. But even food, Matt. We're an island. We're a food-producing island. One of the best producers of beef, for example. Food in this country is 13% higher than the average. When you put food and non-alcoholic drinks together, we're the fourth most expensive.
Okay, well then let me go back to restaurants and hotels, because 28% above the EU average. 28%, more than a quarter higher. And I suppose maybe the government will do something about it by reducing the VAT from 13.5% to 9% in the forthcoming budget. Yeah. If Jack Chambers, the new finance minister, is consistent with what he's been saying before, he may try and introduce that. But that won't make up the difference.
It won't. No, and you ask restaurants and hotels, they'll tell you, look, insurance is a big factor here, very high legal costs and a lot of claims and insurance, which in one of those sectors which doesn't seem to have real competition. They'll tell you that the minimum wage is high here. That's disputed now by unions. And they'll tell you there's a lot of regulation that's expensive. But so we pay through the neck.
Okay, I'll give you other ones. I love this one. Communications are the fourth most expensive in the EU at 42% above average. Our island nation status could have nothing to do with that, could it?
Yeah, I can't explain that one, to be brutally honest, which I think, again, it's just down to poor levels of competition. Are we consumer inertia? We have to blame ourselves a little bit as well. We're not switching maybe as much as we should. If we were more active at switching around networks, they'd take notice and they'd start being more competitive. They advertise price deals, but sometimes you think, well, if there was more competition, they'd be forced into offering even better deals. Hard one to explain. I don't fully know the reasons behind that one.
Okay, prices for recreation and culture, sixth highest in the EU. Going to the cinema, a museum or a play or concert, 16% above average. But there is a listener who says here, Ireland's prices are 42% higher than the EU average, but Irish salaries are 51% higher. You can't bring one in line without bringing the other.
But many of the other countries in this, in Norway and Sweden, have very, very high salaries as well. But we're dearer than them. We are dearer than Sweden and Norway. And they have high salaries, much better public services in Norway than we have. A lot of personal taxes. And yet, we are one of the most expensive, the second most expensive country in Europe. This is I think we desperately need, not a new Minister for Finance, we obviously need that. We could do with somebody at the Cabinet table advocating on behalf of consumers, Matt. Now, that would
I thought
be,
every member of the Cabinet was supposed to do that.
I don't think they seem to be doing that. There's, businesses would tell you regulation is piled in regulation who ends up bearing the cost of that? The consumer.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.